I'm joined by Chelsea LaRue, the Executive Director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. She joins me each month. We talk about events that are coming up in the coming month, and we're talking about October events that are happening. And, you know, we're seeing it's been sort of a mixed bag, hasn't it been, Chelsea? We see some events that are able to go on just fine, others modified, others become virtual. Everybody wants to know, when are we going to be back to normal? We were just talking about trick-or-treat night, and we were also talking about the holiday parades. Decisions to be made at a future time, because yep. it's tough. I know that you had a number of events that we had on our calendar from last month that were unable to be held because of the fact that safety concerns, and I suppose that's, you know, you have safety first, right? Anyway.
Yep. My heart definitely goes out to event planners because they think they've got a plan in place, and then guidelines and regulations change, and they got to try something different. So it's definitely a constant moving target.
And a lot of live performers. Now, they did have Heritage Days go through, but you know what? It's been a dearth of performance venues. There are some that are out there, and some places that are still working. But it's been hard. If you're a professional musician making your money off of that, that's it's been a tough year.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's been a tough year for a lot of things.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of music, Farewell Angelina. This was scheduled to be in the Memorial Auditorium parking lot. I do not think that's going to happen. I had an email from Barbara McRoberts.
Oh, okay.
That says, in all likelihood, they will be moving. They'll be moving it indoors, and they will be doing the whatever they need to do, social distancing. It's big enough for them to spread out, but she's going to be joining me, by the way, next week. We'll talk about that.
Well, wonderful.
Okay, so anyway, it was supposed to be, but I think it'd be a little chilly because the weather's turning more fall-like, which is, I guess, what happens in October, doesn't it? But Ghost of Judas, that is coming up next Friday. By the way, Farewell Angelina is Friday at in Memorial Auditorium, and very, very, very good group, and they've been here before. So Ghost of Judas, Wake and Bake Breakfast Company, doing a little rock and roll. So live music is going on, and that's going to be there in downtown Burlington. The 34 Market and Craft Fair, 34 Raceways, this is an interesting event. Have they done a craft fair there before?
They did. They did one in September, and so this is their second one for this season, and it's a two-day vendor blender out in the racetrack grounds. And we went out there last month, and there was a lot of an assortment of vendors, so I'm sure this one will be even bigger than last month.
Well, the Burlington Walk to End Alzheimer's is going to be a little different this year. It will be. It can be on the 10th, but there will be an opening ceremony that will be virtual. In other words, you'll be able to see the virtual ceremony in the Promise Garden and that sort of thing, and there'll be a guest speaker, but all of that will be on your screen, and you can walk anytime until the end of the year. But the idea is still to raise money to help fight Alzheimer's in southeast Iowa and also, you know, develop a cure. So anyway, the idea is the same, but it's like so many other things. Live events become a virtual event. Anyway, that's what's happening. Paddle in the Park, though, that's going to be live. You can't, that's not hard to have a virtual paddle, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And this is the last one for the season. So if you're interested in getting out on Big Hollow Lake with the conservation team, make sure to call ahead and register in time.
And they've had a great season. I know that.
Cruise
night on Friday the 16th on Jefferson Street. Your chance to cruise the strip in your classic automobile or whatever. More at the Blue Wake and Bake Breakfast Company. They've got Blue Zillion performing on that same Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Funky bluesy sound, okay. Haunted Auditorium, Burlington Memorial Auditorium. We were talking about this, that they're going to be doing some special things to, I guess, keep it safe or to keep it so it can happen. by accepting, I think, reservations. Is that right?
Yep. They've got a new online reservation system this year, so they are encouraging everyone to reserve your spot, your time slot ahead of time, and then you just show up 10 minutes before your time slot. I know that since they weren't able to have the auditorium last year because of the flooding, they've got lots of new things, and this is going to be the biggest haunted auditorium they've done so far, and they just keep saying four floors of terror.
Okay, four floors of terror. Yeah, I can almost hear, yes. Vincent Price. Anyway, a monster match at the Burlington Recplex, 17th and 18th as well. Now, this is a soccer tournament that is going to be going on, right?
Yes, this is a Halloween-themed soccer tournament, and they all the teams are encouraged to kind of dress up in a little costume and just have some fun with their games.
All right, and 4:10 final at 34 Raceways on the 17th from 5 to 10 p.m. It's final race of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The 4:10 sprint, I'm not sure what that means, but.
the style of sprint cars that will be out there that evening.
Got it. Okay. Winged and hot laps at 6:30 racing to follow. Haunted Auditorium continuing the following week, following two weekends, actually,
yep.
Right? And you also have something happening, Girls on the Run, a 5K fun run, Burlington Area Wise 9 to 11, the Wise Girls on the Run program, and a themed Halloween 5K, right?
Yes, that is correct. And there is a virtual option for that as well if you don't want to participate in person.
And at 34 Raceways, it's track or treat that
That's
they're going
right.
to have on the 31st. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I'm guessing head to the track.
It's going to be a drive-through trick-or-treat event, so there will be different businesses or organizations set up throughout the track, and then kids will be asked to stay in their cars with their parents and pick up their treats as they drive through the track.
All right. And if you want all the information and new things will be added mm-hmm. as they come about, all just go to greaterburlington.com.
That's right? We make it easy.
All right. Chelsea LaRoute, have a great month of October. We'll see you in a month.
All right. Thanks, Steve.